This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to this feature interview. I'm Nikki Rees, station manager at Plains FM in Christchurch. Chris Farfoy is the Minister for a range of portfolios such as Civil Defence, Commerce and Consumer Affairs and Customs, but I'm particularly interested in his portfolio of Broadcasting, Communications and Digital Media. Luckily, we managed to nab a few minutes in a busy schedule of meetings the Minister was having in Christchurch recently to find out about his thinking around the state of community access media in New Zealand. Maloni, Chris.
Maloni, Nikki.
It's really great to have you with us today. It's pretty cool to think that your dad had a show here in the late 90s, early noughties. And now you're here visiting as Minister of Broadcasting. I think he'd be very, very proud of your achievements.
Yeah, it's I think it was back in the corner back there. I can remember coming in with him to help out pushing, I think it was the buttons in the carts in those days. So, and you know, it's because of the relationship that you have here at Plains with the Broadcasting School, it's also got a kind of very special place in my heart too, because I was kind of always up against deadlines to make sure we could get our content in on a, I think it was a Thursday afternoon.
Because, of course, you did the three-year degree.
I did. I haven't quite finished it. So Tony Simons from the Broadcasting School has said that I should enrol and finish it off. I was hoping they might just credit me the thesis part of the course now that I'm managed to get here, but he's not so willing.
Do you think that your media experience watching your dad engaging with community had an effect on you as a kid?
I think in a very simple way, yes, because I think seeing Dad and here kind of very much having a conversation, they weren't too stressed about a red light going on. And they're giving, you know, their community through the Hoon Hay Club notices about what's going on in the community and things that are going on at the club. It kind of normalised because they were in here on a regular basis. So I think so. Kind of, it wasn't foreign to be an environment like we're in today. The important function that it plays with people at the other end of this, the listeners, is also pretty cool too. To let, you know, especially those audiences that aren't serviced on mainstream media, to have the likes of the community access broadcasters is really important.
While you're here, I'm keen to get a bit of an update about a few things media-wise, especially from an access radio perspective, if we may. And just to add some context for those listening, Plains FM is one of 12 access stations, all part-funded by New Zealand On Air, to deliver specific community content. Now, this year, a ministerial public media advisory group was set up to investigate the potential function, role and scope of a public media funding commission. As you well know, part of the kaupapa of Access Radio is to provide that platform for those voices and stories that aren't represented in the media. And they're really important voices, you know, diverse voices, children and youth, people with disabilities. I'm curious to know if you consider Community Access Radio to be public media. Are we on the radar of that public media advisory group?
In a pure sense, yes, because I think if you look at some of the concern about what isn't being done and what information isn't being put across and which audiences might not necessarily being served by what I think the general public would consider media. And then the community access broadcasters network around the country is really important, whether it be ethnic communities, people with mental health issues, I think is an issue coming up more. Schools who come in here and have their shows, so younger people can have their say as well. Make sure that in some way those audiences are served. So very much I think it's kind of public broadcasting in its purest, because listeners can actually get behind the microphone on a relatively regular basis to make sure that they are talking about things that their particular community wants to know about.
Is there anything you're able to tell us about government thinking around access media or recommendations that you might have about the access radio sector?
Oh, look, I think building on strengths, I know that along with other parts of the public media environment, it's been starved of or frozen funding for some time. So I guess crying out for some investment. When I was last broadcasting spokesperson, there was lots of talk about collaboration. And I think from what I've seen from that time till now, there is a lot more of that going on, and sharing of content, which is great. I think the challenge now is looking after the kind of the basic health of the sector. We're sitting in a really nice studio at the moment, so well done for that investment in that. But I know that some of the network of access broadcasters are finding it extremely difficult to maintain their kit and maintain their premises. And, you know, the cost of running radio stations hasn't gone down recently either. So those are the kind of challenges that I think we have to face, kind of some of the basic ones for their day-to-day running, but also how we can take it from what has traditionally been a radio-based service to how audiences are beginning to start, you know, consuming their media as well.
Yeah, radio isn't just radio anymore.
No, that's right. No. I think it's a good medium for people who are kind of wanting to get out to their community in a really basic way, because it doesn't take a hell of a lot of effort to be able to kind of think about what you want to talk about in your community and then jump on air. But people are kind of wanting sound and vision these days, so how you do that in a way that's effective for the audience and the broadcasters at the same time.
Well, we as a sector, we're utilising online platforms pretty well. I think we're really proud of our sector's digital platform called the Access Internet Radio platform, AIR. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're aware, but it got over 1 million hits in the last 12 months, in the last financial year, excluding Auckland.
Right.
So we're definitely on board with that digital impact, thinking, innovation. We're right there. But also, one of the issues, I guess, for the sector is that we're funded for broadcasting. We're not funded for on-air delivery.
Yeah.
And so to reach our capacity of what we can be, that's the crux, you know, that's the issue for us.
And I think, again, going back to the collaboration issue, it sounds like technically you're doing a great job, but maintaining that is a challenge. So along with other parts of the kind of public media environment, which probably need a bit of investment, that's probably one of the things you're going to have to keep some pressure on me, Nikki, to make sure that we continue to invest in those things.
Do you, Chris, envisage any changes to the current New Zealand On Air funding model?
Not at this stage. I don't think it would be any secret that they would like, and broadcasters would like to see more after some static activity for just short of a decade. And I think, we've just come from talking to some broadcasting school students and concern and opportunity for the state of journalism in New Zealand as well. So there's national news coverage, which is always kind of well looked after. But there is a slice of the media where I think and I hope that community access broadcasters play a pretty important role in too, and that's making sure that kind of local news gets out there as well. How we serve that audience is one of the challenges that I think we've got in the future, as you see kind of resources to be able to do that kind of coverage not beginning, dwindling for some time.
We talked briefly off air about the review that New Zealand On Air has commissioned, and that's going to be released to the New Zealand On Air board in December.
Yeah.
So hopefully you get a chance to have a gander at that.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance, but I can imagine what it does say, because, you know, being pretty parochial about it, I think, you know, the community access broadcasters are delivering a service to a community that doesn't feel like they're getting much coverage in mainstream media, whether it's my mum in Wellington listening to a Tukulawan community show, which is a really vital link for them and their community. And we might try and get Duncan, my colleague here, on air at some stage here at Plains FM too. That'd be good. But, you know, you can't do that in other places other than the network of community access broadcasters. So I'm a bit biased because of my own background, but I think understanding the importance of this part of the public broadcasting sector is really important, because they're serving a lot of diverse communities.
That word well-being is a big word in communities at the moment, yeah. And it has been for a long time, especially post-Quake in Christchurch. Mm. That is where we see our role as assisting with community well-being. And I think that's probably something that collaboratively we are looking forward to doing more of. We've just had a wonderful conversation with Tūranga, our fabulous new library, the people there, and they're keen to partner with us, for example. So that's something that's new and that we're really keen to do. And they're keen to bring the community into the library. Yeah. We're keen to help bring those voices and stories on air.
Yeah. Look, I think that's really important. I was born and raised in Christchurch, but I wasn't here for the quakes. Some of the discussions I've had in the last 6 months have still been of the ilk that some people are, you know, still finding things difficult. Duncan, as the local MP, would know more about that detail. But I think having the ability to jump behind a microphone and talk about those kinds of things openly, which aren't being picked up by the mainstream media anymore, and to be able to hear that, I think would be quite a useful thing for the well-being of some of those people here in this community.
And in the language of choice.
Yes, that's right.
That's what I find really cool. You know, you're actually keeping language alive, building up people's confidence, young people's confidence in speaking their language.
Yeah, look, I think that's an underestimated part of Canterbury. I think there's a perception of Christchurch being one thing out in the rest of the country, but it's actually an extremely diverse community. And I do remember the story of one of the Quakes sitting in the Samoan community group being here on air and being able to reassure their community and their language about what to do, what not to do, and be there to support them.
Yeah, there's not going to be a tsunami.
That's right. And you'll get a warning if there is. it is extremely important. And, you know, yes, the mainstream media supports the mainstream, but having that voice here in Christchurch to be able to speak in their own voices has been valuable in the past.
Mm. Just finally, Chris, do you have any aspirations for our sector, Access Radio sector?
Oh, look, to be extremely supportive. I think when I went to the annual general meeting in Nelson, probably back in 2014.
It was 13, because I looked it up. I've got a photo of you.
Oh, gosh, that long ago.
It was, yeah.
You know, I see, let's be blunt, a network of stations doing great work for their diverse communities, but doing it on, the sniff of an oily rag. Money is tight in the government, so we're going to have to watch every penny very closely. But I personally think that the cost-benefit ratio for the likes of the community access stations, and I go to my one up in Kapiti on a regular basis, is huge, because if it's an elderly audience, there's a lot of lonely people there and they get some interaction there. If it's a Pacific community, then they speak in their own language or whatever language that an ethnic community might have. If it's a disabilities community, they struggle to get a voice in many places. So to be able to have that through community access broadcasts is really important. And I think the fact that we're now kind of switching a lot of content means that if one particular part of the country doesn't necessarily have a strong group of a particular area, then they can still get the content and play it, which is great. And of course, there's the childhood memories of being here as well, which make me want to kind of support it as much as I can.
Well, I've got a little present for you.
Oh gosh, what's
along
this?
Along those lines.
Right, I can imagine this. Do you want me to open it now?
You can open it if you like. And these are just so for Duncan's benefit. These are some photos.
Oh my gosh!
Of your dad. At various birthday parties.
For Plains FM.
Yeah. So, and this was a quote. They were given, John and your dad were given an award, and for an achievement award for their Hoon Hei community program. And this was the quote of the presenter. You might like to read it.
So, okay, if you live in Hoon Hei, Spraydon, Horswell, Addington or Hillmorton, you can catch up with what's happening in your area every second Sunday. Gosh, was it Sundays? On the Hoon Hei Club community, our resident radio dags, John Graham, that's John, and Musa Farfoy, my dad, talk to all sorts of people about their interests, local events and about the issues affecting the east side of the city. They should also get this award for the most creative interview, because they even did a live cross to a man on his cell phone during his very first glider flight. Well done. Thank you. That's very kind.
You're most welcome. And thank you for championing our sector. You know, we can't do it alone, and we need people like you who understand what we're all about to help take us forward, because we've got a lot of untapped potential.
Yeah.
And I can't articulate how important I think the sector is, but thank you for your input and your care for us.
Well, thanks for having us. Thanks for having me and Duncan in, and onwards and upwards.
You've been listening to the Minister of Broadcasting, Chris Farfoy, who we managed to grab a few minutes with to talk about the community access radio sector. Work is underway on a new website encompassing all of Aotearoa's 12 community access stations from Auckland down to Invercargill, and we'll give you details of that once it's online. If you'd like to hear an amazing array of community-made content from the access radio sector, you can go to www.accessradio.org. And if you'd like to access the free mobile app, you can download it from Google Play or the Apple App Store. And that will allow you to hear that content as well. Just search for Access Internet Radio NZ. I'm Nikki Rees from Plains FM in Christchurch. Thanks for listening. E noho rā.